All right, here we go. We are now here for episode 6. I know I'm late. I'm a little late. Been a little bit busy this past week since my last episode. Also, I was waiting for the decision to happen on Deshaun Watson, which I'm going to get on that also. That's probably going to be my last topic, to be honest. But I want to start on Kyler Murray. His contract and, you know, Deshaun Watson's, you know, the final decision on his suspension has been the, you know, the top two headlines of the NFL the past week. But I want to start with Kyler Murray. So he's got this $46 million. He's getting paid $46.1 million annually every season. That's including roster bonuses, workout bonuses, and that's a part of his annual salary. He did have this clause in his contract to where, for the people that don't know yet, where he had to watch at least 4 hours of film every week, except for bye weeks. He has to watch film. And that's for the duration of the contract. It's not just this season. This is the duration of his contract. So this is a very, very bad look on him because he accepted the details of that contract. He said that he's not the type of guy to watch film for 24 hours straight. So I feel like he's kind of taking shots at the players who, the Hall of Famers who are, you know, who would watch film religiously. I feel like he's kind of taking shots at you know, them. Or in a way, he could be. But that's what he said about watching film. And then, about 24 hours later, or 36 hours later, the clause was taken out of his contract because it was being looked at as an embarrassment, which it is. And Kyler Murray's looking like the biggest clown because he accepted that. So it's no point in getting rid of it. We know you accepted the details of that. There's no point in getting out of that, of trying to turn the narrative on yourself that you created, of you looking like a clown. And the Arizona Cardinals are looking like clowns too for giving him that much money. The most integral position in football, which is in today's NFL, which is the quarterback. They gave him that much money guaranteed, and they're going to throw that clause in there. That makes them look stupid for giving him all that money and all that guaranteed money when they see his maturity as something that needs to be worked on, to the point to where they're telling him he's got to watch film to get all the money that he's not even really entitled to, but the money that's on the contract. That is a horrible look for Kyler Murray. Why in the world would you even accept that? That's the biggest question mark out of all this. Why would you even accept that in the first place? Because it's no point in taking that clause out of your contract when you accepted it. You accepted the terms and conditions, and that's a part of the terms and conditions of your contract. 4 hours of film every week for the duration of your contract. Once again, that's not just this season. That was something that he's supposed to be doing for the duration of his contract, and it's a 5-year deal. Which, you know, depending on how much he improves as a player and how much he accomplishes and wins within the next 5 years, 4 to 5 years, I should say. I should throw in 4 to 5 because, you know, you never know what he could win and accomplish within those the next 4 to 5 years to where he's gonna want a new contract. But if he doesn't, then yeah. So I'm just very lost on this, kind of lost for words a little bit on this, because the Cardinals made themselves look stupid, but of course Kyler Murray made himself look like the biggest clown because he accepted that. He accepted that clause within the terms and conditions of his contract. And it's like, I don't know, he didn't take that as an insult? That the team is questioning your maturity. He's strictly looking at that money. He's like, I don't give a damn. They're getting ready to pay me $46 million a year. This film stuff ain't nothing. But I mean, that's them. That's who they believe in. That's who they think is going, who could potentially take them to the promised land. But I can't really talk that bad because I had them as my favorite to come out the NFC next season. I mean, not next season. I'm sorry. Last season. Because of who they had. Chandler Jones, who... I think it's the second best pass rusher in the league behind Aaron Donald. You can make an argument it's TJ Watt behind Aaron Donald, but, you know, it's a win-win either way. But they don't even have Chandler Jones anymore. I'm hoping J.J. Watt can stay healthy. At least he can play at least 14 games and stays healthy during the postseason. Hopefully they make the playoffs, which I believe they will. And DeAndre Hopkins stays healthy. Offensive line stays healthy. James Conner stays healthy. Running back. They could potentially make some noise, but everybody's got to stay healthy on that team. The integral players have to stay healthy. The guys that I just named. I believe J.J. Watt still, he can most definitely still make a difference in a game. But we'll see what happens with them and Kyler Murray. But even though they took that clause out, he probably still has to abide and meet that, you know, that specific term of his contract. That specific condition of his contract. I'm pretty sure he still has to meet that. Or unless he starts winning and stuff. They start winning and they're like, oh, you know what? We'll cut you some slack and take this, you know, where you don't have to abide by this anymore. Even though it's not there, you still don't have to abide by it anymore. If he starts winning. If the team starts winning more and he accomplishes more. But yeah, it's very amusing to me that he just agreed to that. He agreed to that. He didn't see that as an insult. But let's go ahead and move on real quick. I want to move to the NBA real quick. So the Boston Celtics offered a couple of weeks ago. They offered Derrick White, Jaylen Brown, Derrick White, and a draft pick for Kevin Durant, which is reasonable. Kevin Durant, who's 34 years old, which is reasonable. But the Nets don't want to get rid of him, so they're going to ask for the majority of your core, if not all of it. And that's exactly what they did. They asked for the majority of the Celtics core. They also wanted Marcus Smart, more draft picks, and potentially one more rotation player. All for just Kevin Durant. And maybe Brooklyn maybe would have threw in one player. Maybe. So, it's obvious the Nets don't want to get rid of him. they're being more lenient and, you know, more realistic with getting rid of Kyrie Irving. 'Cause that's who they want to get rid of for real. But I mean, this newest trade with the Celtics and the Nets potential, which is probably not going to happen, but this newest trade offer, I should say, I would understand if the Celtics got rid of Marcus Smart because they just got another solid playmaker, Brogdon from the Pacers, for really nothing. It didn't really hurt them to get Brogdon. But now that the Celtics have Brogdon and Smart on the same team, that bench is going to be more powerful. Because I'm pretty sure Brogdon's going to start. So then you're going to have Smart and White coming off the bench if they don't get rid of them. You're going to have Smart and White coming off the bench. And then, you know, I know Peyton Pritchard, yeah, he's not going to play at all. I can tell you that. He's not going to play. He probably would have been thrown in that trade for one more potential rotation player. He probably would have been the guy that would have gotten thrown in the very last piece. But yeah, once again, there's nothing really that much to say about this, but they don't want to get rid of Kevin Durant. And the only way they're going to get rid of him is if you give them the entire core of your team or the majority of it. At least the majority. So the last NFL topic that I want to move to, and the last topic that I have for today, will be Deshaun Watson's 6-game suspension. I am surprised that they suspended him for only 6 games. I thought he was going to get 1 season. He was not going to be able to play at all this upcoming season. But, you know, they suspended Calvin Ridley for gambling, but I'm pretty sure what Deshaun Watson was involved in for 17 months, everything he got accused of over a 17-month period, I'm pretty sure that's way more significant and way worse because he could have potentially went to jail because there was one criminal lawsuit filed against him. There's no criminal lawsuits being filed against Calvin Ridley for sports betting. But I think he got a 6-game suspension. I feel like he got only 6 games because the NFL was cutting him some slack from when he didn't play at all last season. But him not playing at all last season was not, it was basically like 50% of all the lawsuits, 50% of him wanting to get traded. Because he wanted out before the 2021 season even started. And there was a whole bunch of, you know, the very first team that got thrown in there was the Jets. It was the Jets. Then the 49ers, Jets, 49ers, and then the Panthers and the Miami Dolphins got mixed in there. And it was them two for a while. Then the Miami Dolphins came in, and the owner didn't want to get rid of Tua because he didn't know how much, you know, he wanted Deshaun Watson's legal troubles to be gone within a 3-day period of the trade deadline ending last season. So, yeah. And then the Browns came flying in and they grabbed him up and gave him a contract extension. So the Browns got off real lucky with this because I know the NFLPA said they're not going to appeal his suspension. The NFL might, not the NFLPA, the NFL might appeal his suspension because they want him to be suspended longer. They probably want him to be gone for the season. I believe they have like 72 hours to appeal it. 72 or 48 hours to appeal it. But the Browns' first six games look like they're going to be dubs. They're playing every single team that they played against last season. I mean, every single team that they're playing within the first six games did not make the playoffs last season. Panthers, Jets, Steelers, Falcons, Chargers, Patriots. None of them made the playoffs last season. So the only team I really could see them struggling against is the Chargers. That's it. Anybody else, I do not see them struggling against. So, at worst, at the absolute rock bottom worst, I see them going like 4-2. That's like the rock bottom worst that I see the Browns doing. The best that I can see them do, I don't know, because the Chargers are going to be pretty good this season. I feel like they're going to take a leap. They're going to win the AFC West division. I feel like they're really going to take a leap this season. So I don't know. The worst, I mean, the best I could see them probably 5-1. I want to say 6-0, but I'm like 70% sure. But the absolute worst, 4-2, best, 6-0, 5-1. I'm leaning more towards 5-1 because of the Chargers. But that's if this six game suspension is withheld. That's only if that gets withheld. But yeah, no other player for, some very intense stuff like what Deshaun Watson was involved in. I know Big Ben, when he got in trouble with that sexual assault lawsuit from some woman in Florida. I can't remember what year that was, but he only got a 4-game suspension, I believe, 4 to 6 games. Ezekiel Elliott only got 6 games back in 2017. So I mean, once again, Calvin Ridley got a whole season because of sports betting. So that just shows how screwed up the NFL's decision making is. But once again, like I said, I feel like they might be cutting him some slack because he sat out all of last season. So they're cutting him some slack because he sat out all of last season, even though all of last season wasn't sat out because of the lawsuits that were getting filed against him. It was partial because, and impartial because he requested a trade. But yeah, that's all I got for today. I will most definitely be back next week with a potential guest on the show next week. So stay tuned for that. We're going to be back with a new episode 7, either next Sunday night or next Monday night, one of the two. I'm going to be back for my faithful listeners next Monday night or next Tuesday night. So be on the lookout for that on the Instagram. The Instagram is I Know What I'm Talking About. That's the Instagram for the podcast. So go follow that so you can get updates on, you know, what's going on. So stay tuned for next week. See, you know, who my next guest is going to be.